TED Audio Collective. This TED Talk features mycologist Manat El-Ghalid, recorded live at TED Global 2017.
TED Talks Daily is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Support for TED Talks Daily comes from Fidelity Investments. We've all got old things lying around. And listen, if one of those old things is an old 401k, it's time to take care of it. Whether you've recently left a job or you're just making time to get your finances in order, Fidelity can help you explore options for your old 401k. A Fidelity rollover IRA has no account fees or minimums. Plus, you can choose from a wide variety of investments. Learn more about options that may give you flexibility for using your money today and for your future. It's an easy-to-follow rollover process that makes it simple to get started online in under 15 minutes. And just in case you need any help along the way, you'll have access to one of Fidelity's rollover specialists. So why leave that 401k lying around? It's time to make sure you keep your money working as hard as you do. Learn more about a 401k rollover at fidelity.com/rollover. Consider all your options and the applicable fees and features of each before moving your retirement assets. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Will the blight and the chestnut? The farmer's weather guest not. He keeps smoldering at the roots and sending up new shoots till another parasite shall come to end the blight. At the beginning of the 20th century, the Eastern American chestnut population, counting nearly 4 billion trees, was completely decimated by a fungal infection. Fungi are the most destructive pathogen of plants, including crops of major economic importance. Can you imagine that today crop losses associated to fungal infection are estimated to billions of dollars per year worldwide? That represents enough food calories to feed 500 million people. And this leads to severe repercussions, including episodes of famine in developing countries, large reduction of income for farmers and distributors, high prices for consumers, and risk of exposure to mycotoxin, poison produced by fungi. The problem that we face is that the current method used to prevent and treat those dreadful diseases, such as genetic control, exploiting natural sources of resistance, crop rotation, or seed treatment, among others, are still limited or ephemeral. They have to be constantly renewed. Therefore, we urgently need to develop more efficient strategies, and for this, research is required to identify biological mechanisms that can be targeted by novel antifungal treatments. One feature of fungi is that they cannot move and only grow by extension to form a sophisticated network, the mycelium. In 1884, Anton de Barry, the father of plant pathology, was the first to presume that fungi are guided by signals sent out from the host plant, meaning a plant upon which it can lodge and subsist. Those signals act as a lighthouse for fungi to locate, grow toward, reach, and finally invade and colonize the plant. He knew that the identification of such signals would unlock a great knowledge that then served to elaborate strategy to block the interaction between the fungus and the plant. However, the lack of appropriate method at that moment prevented him from identifying this mechanism at a molecular level. Using purification and mutational genomic approaches, as well as a technique allowing the measurement of directed hyphal growth, today, I'm glad to tell you that after 130 years, my former team and I could finally identify such plant signals by studying the interaction between a pathogenic fungus called Fusarium oxysporum and one of its host plant, the tomato plant. As well, we could characterize the fungal receptor receiving those signals and part of the underlying reaction occurring within the fungus and leading to its direct growth toward the plant. Thank you. The understanding of such molecular process offers a panel of potential molecules that can be used to create novel antifungal treatments. And those treatments would disrupt the interaction between the fungus and the plant, either by blocking the plant signal or the fungal reception system which receives those signals. Fungal infections have devastated agricultural crops. Moreover, we are now in an era where the demand of crop production is increasing significantly. And this is due to population growth, economic development, climate change, and demand for biofuels. Our understanding of the molecular mechanism of interaction between a fungus and its host plant, such as a tomato plant, potentially represents a major step toward developing more efficient strategy to combat plant fungal diseases, and therefore solving a problem that affects people's life, food security, and economic growth. Thank you.
For more TED Talks, go to TED.com.